The Geekspeak Podcast Network's paranormal horror show. Worlds Unknown with Angel Nevarez and Henry San Miguel. The Geekspeak Podcast Network's way of making you jump, scream, gasp, but most of all, question and think. Buckle up, it's going to be weird. Worlds Unknown with Angel and Henry.
Yeah, what a way to start off October 1st. This time we're going to get scared. Hopefully not all the time, but Annabelle is coming out this Friday. Homegirl Annabelle. Why are you making that face?
Trying to make you jump?
No, I already peed. I'm good. I'm not going to jump anymore.
You don't need to know that.
But anyways, I've been kind of delaying this topic of dolls and such for a while because we were visiting Possession and we were visiting other places in Worlds Unknown. But now we get to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, wait. Before we do that, a little bit of house cleaning here on the haunted house cleaning here on the Geek Speak Show on Worlds
That's
Unknown.
That's why I was sneezing.
One is... You mentioned it. That was part one. We actually did two part ones, two part oneers before we took that little break. One was afterlife. Is there anything after we die? After we close our eyes for the final time, like you said. We will deal with that probably next week or in a couple weeks. The other one is the exorcism. I had a priest that was going to come on with us today, but...
Yeah, you did mention that.
No, ironically... He actually has a real case, an exorcism to perform. He's in Spain. He emailed me that yesterday morning and said, I really apologize. He was excited too. He wanted to do it, but he's got to go to Austria and actually perform an exorcism. No, we can't go. I had a backup, but since 'tis the season, he's also booked solid through the whole month. So it's okay. Find somebody else.
And not only that, he can always come back and talk about his experience in Austria.
Yes, he can. So we'll see what happens with that. So that's why we're today instead going to do a couple of things. One, you haven't done paranormal news in a while. There's actually one bit of news that is not from National Enquirer or TMZ. It's actually real. And you ever heard of the Black-Eyed Kids?
No.
I don't think you would like it. You laugh, but I don't think you would like it because... Picture this. Let me set it.
Like Children of the Corn?
No. You're in your room.
Yeah.
You wake up middle of the night just for no reason. Standing in front of you is a kid. No eyes. Just black. Black hole.
Like in Paranormal Activity?
Everything's not a movie. This is real.
Oh, okay.
Supposedly, and this is from two different sources, four different witnesses, they've seen it happen. It's being investigated. Yes, I'm going to try to get the person on here to talk about it, see what he found out, but just throwing it out there. Yeah.
So what should we do in the meantime if there is...
If you see black-eyed children?
Yeah.
Turn around and run. But before you run, stay on the microphone right there in front of you, and let's talk, because I want you to tell this story. We've talked about it before on the Geek Speak Show and here on Worlds Unknown. I've heard you talk about it before. Annabelle. Now we're gonna take this two ways, two ways, three. One, yeah, they're calling it a prequel. I don't see how. You remember last year, The Conjuring. The Conjuring was the biggest horror movie that came out last year in 2013. The very beginning of the Conjuring movie, that's where we first got introduced. If you didn't know about it before, that's where we first got introduced to Annabelle the doll, the demon doll, the possessed doll. It didn't cover the entire story. It was just to give you an idea what the Warrens are about. Now, The Conjuring obviously was a huge success, and when that happens, studios want sequels, but they can't really do a sequel on something that's based in real life, and you can't. Nothing happens, so you got to come up with something. So while they do that, they decide to give you a spinoff, a prequel, they call it, and that is Annabelle comes to theaters this Friday. Now, you and I have talked about the real life's Annabelle story, and we should say before you start talking that there isn't a lot of stuff, factual stuff, on their actual case, because the matters of the case that was done by the Warrens is still private. It's a closed matter. And even Lorraine is the only one left alive. Lorraine Warren, she doesn't really want to talk about it. We went to eat, everything is food, but as we went to eat, and I was telling you how at WonderCon Anaheim last year, they were on the panel for The Conjuring, and even then you could tell that she didn't really want to talk about it, but she kind of had to. And a lot of the things that we saw in The Conjuring, she talked about that case obviously, but a lot of the things we saw in The Conjuring didn't actually happen. A lot of it had to be, you know, basically what she said is the studios needs to make their money back.
Yeah, because even in the trailers, it just looks, well, the doll's, first of all, completely different. And it's, sorry, homegirl Annabelle, you look kind of hoochified with all that blush on there. It's just too much. Like, even the actors that are on there, it's too much. It's not like that same, that good script that we had with Scream. Or like a classic horror movie.
I would say the first Saw, which is celebrating 10 years, by the way, and Paranormal Activity, the first one. And do the third one, actually. Because, yeah, those have jump moments, but they're also, they also have a story and based on how demonic, not possession, but demonic entities would actually act if they were in your house. Now, this one, you're going to mention it somewhere in there, but let's let the cat or the doll out of the bag in this case. The doll you see that you saw in The Conjuring, and you're going to see on Friday in Annabelle, the movie Annabelle, that's not the actual Annabelle doll.
No.
Because the actual one was
a Raggedy Ann doll.
Yeah. Which, I mean, and you've said it before, it wouldn't be that scary because it's a Raggedy Ann doll. We've all seen one. I never played one, but you probably had one or knew a friend that had one. but when you look at this doll, would you want to have that doll in your room, first of all?
Hell no. She looks hoochified. She just doesn't, not very, she's not a cabbage patch. That's all I can say.
You also mentioned that you got, that's one of your phobias. And you had an episode earlier this year on phobias. You're going to get into that a little bit later. So listen to the Annabelle story, then listen to Angel's story about why she hates dolls. But first, go ahead and tell everybody the Annabelle, the true story of Annabelle. Not the movie. This is the actual true story.
Well, supposedly, allegedly, / in 1970, there was this mom who bought this Raggedy Ann doll for her daughter, and her daughter was off to college living in her apartment with her roommate. And, you know, she was happy she got the doll right on. First off, why would you give your daughter a doll in college? But whatever. And so she placed the Raggedy Ann doll on her bed, and then she noticed that over time it started being in different places that she didn't leave when she left to go study and stuff like that. And then over time, she also discovered like little notes that would say, help me and stuff like that. And what's really creepy is the paper that was used wasn't paper that was, it wasn't a post-it, it was a parchment paper. And that wasn't something the girls had in that room. And that was,
even in the 1970s, that was creepy. A while ago.
Yeah.
Who would use parchment paper in that time?
Times were hard.
Even then, nobody uses that. So that in itself was weird.
But stuff like help me and stuff, and it just, no one was in the house. And you were telling me earlier about that story.
Which one?
No one was in the house that you guys got from last year for the Halloween episode.
Well, wait, don't confuse them. Stick with this one.
Okay, I got excited. And then eventually the girl went to a medium and tried to get answers to, you know, why is this happening kind of thing. And the medium was kind of like, well, this is a spirit of a younger girl, and the spirit is now in this doll, and, you know, everything's gravy. And then so the roommate and the girl was treating this doll like as a real person, like in a nice way and whatnot, and, you know, having tea parties or whatever the hell. I mean, what else are you gonna do? And
talk to them like you do.
It's different. And so I guess a boyfriend or a male came over and was kind of like, why are you guys acting weird with this doll? It's just a doll, it's nobody. And homegirl Annabelle got pissed, and she's just started attacking this guy. And in conclusion, that was not Annabelle, homegirl. In conclusion, the Warrens kind of took over and dealt with Annabelle, and she's now locked up.
Now, the Warrens means Ed and Lorraine Warren, who we do see as their characters in The Conjuring, are the ones that come and help out the family. Now, that one, this movie, I mean, is going to be based on not the story you just told. That's the actual true story.
But P.S. also in their occult museum, I think it's in somewhere in New England, right? It's like straight up locked up, and this guy went there to go, supposedly went to go see the doll and was kind of taunting the doll, and the guy ended up dead. Mm-hmm. That was interesting. So I'm kind of interested to go there, but then I don't want to mess with homegirl. So I don't know.
Well, don't tease her.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
You'll be alive.
Yeah.
But like I was saying, this movie that's coming out on Friday, this is, they call it a prequel. Again, I don't see how they can do prequels, a prequel to The Conjuring. I mean, because what we saw in The Conjuring, the first few, the Annabelle story, it was really quick before you get the title thing on there. As you all know, it has nothing to do with the actual Conjuring story. Annabelle comes into play later on in the main Conjuring story, but it's a separate story. Now, this movie is going to deal not with the story Angel just told you, which is the true story of the Annabelle doll, but it's going to deal with what you saw in The Conjuring. Because the Conjuring, again, and this is why I do want to go see it, and I'm going to drag you, literally, if I have to.
Like a Raggedy Ann doll?
I want to go see it because I'm interested in not the jump stuff, but I want to see how they're going to handle the story that whose details are closed, or they're not open to the public. What you have there, anybody can find, because that's all that's out there. Everything else is zipped up, put in the coffin and put on the ground. Nobody knows, except for now Lorraine Warren. She's the only one that knows what actually happened that case.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you ever feel like maybe she would ever reveal what happened? I mean, she's getting kind of older.
Yeah.
I wonder what she would say.
I don't know. I mean, it depends on what happens, because a lot of it isn't because it's scary. It could be just because for them, it was just something that was really traumatic and something that really, really emotionally, psychologically affected her, because she's the most sensitive out of the two.
Huh.
So it can't be, it's not just because it's something really, really scary. It's also because it really affected her, especially psychologically. And she doesn't want to go through that again. Kind of like any traumatic experience we go through in life, we don't want to relive unless we absolutely have to. So that's why it's not just that, you know, it's something scary or whatever. Now, like I was saying, that I'm interested in seeing this, not for the jump moments, I mean, because they're going to be there. I don't know the details, obviously. Nobody does except Lorraine Warren, but I don't think that happened. This is me playing the skeptic now, where, and it's not a spoiler because you see it in the trailers and TV commercials, where the little girl is coming from the room and whatever it is, a witch or whatever, just all of a sudden pops in there. I don't think that happened. That's just, you know, to make you jump. But I believe the children are our future, but I also believe that dolls or inanimate objects, period, can be possessed by evil spirits, evil demons, if you want to call it that. They can also be cursed, because a lot of these dolls, a lot of these inanimate objects, they take on the bad vibes, if you want to call it that, from the previous owners. I could buy something for your godson or nieces or whoever it is. We don't know what we're doing. We're not doing it on purpose. And if you are, well, that's a whole different episode of Worlds Unknown.
Yeah, that is.
Because there are people who do bring in evil or send evil to the other houses on purpose. But again, it's another episode for another time.
We'll get into curses another day.
Now, kind of like a car, you should, in a house too, but in fact, did you know that here in California, at least, it is law, it is required that if you even think that your house is haunted, you have to disclose that before you sell the house?
Yeah, I know that.
Now, they should do the same thing with toys or especially anything that's in family heirloom or an antique, kind of like the vintage Annabelle doll. It, you know, what happened before? Did it come from a house from a family of criminals? Did it come from a family where there was a lot of violence? Where there was a history of mental illnesses,
so things like that. So any type of like negative energy.
Yeah, because it can be stuck to inanimate objects, and it can follow you. You may be the most positive person in the world, but whatever it is, it starts to affect you. If you get a doll and all of a sudden you're getting nightmares and you never had this before, well, it might be the doll. Now, come to today, everybody has the smartphones and the computers and the apps and all that stuff. We think we are too good, we're too smart. That kind of stuff doesn't happen anymore. Yes, it does. all this stuff, demons, spirits, all that stuff, they don't care about smartphones or apps or anything. All they care about is the way you and I like food. They need fear. That's their food to them. They if it's a demon, an actual demon, depends on what he's here for, the demon, that's what they like. They need to see you, because it's not about you. See, and again, I do have a demonologist coming later in the month.
How
so
exciting.
he'll explain that, but I'll give you a sneak preview, because I had a little conversation with him the other day. Demons, when they do something to humans, not just possess them, but when they do something to them, make them hurt yourself, suicide, whatever it is, that's what they want. They can't do anything to you unless you yourself gives them permission to take you over and to make you do what they want to do. They can't do it unless you give them explicit permission. Second,
how the hell you give them explicit
permission? Well, we're going to have to wait till that demonologist comes on and World's Unknown, and you'll see then. It's a actually pretty scary answer, because a lot of the things that we just consider normal everyday things, actions, you might be opening up a portal to something. But we'll deal with that on that episode. Excellent. Like I said. Now, the movie, like I said, I want to see it. I want us to see it just because I'm interested to see how they handle it, how goofy they get with it, or how close to what you just read they stick.
But here's another thing I wanted to say. Don't you think when directors or whoever whoop-de-whoop do these kind of movies and they kind of Hollywood it up. Did I just make another word? Hollywood it up? Did you Hollywood it up today? Copyright that. Movies like this where they're based on true events, whether we know this amount of information or not, when they Hollywood it up, do you find that kind of disrespectful to the people that actually went through this? And do they have any say in how this goes, or is it completely different?
The million-dollar question, Angel.
We like million-dollar questions.
No, really, because every time any story is based, like earlier we had Deliverance from Evil, also based on true events from a police sergeant's point of view. When you do things like that, especially when there are deaths involved, you have to ask that. I mean, like the biggest of all, The Exorcist, that's based on an actual case also. Are you making light of it? Are you laughing, spitting on the grave of the victim in this case?
Because when I seen, just to sidetrack a little, maybe we're not sidetracking, I don't know. But when I seen that movie, I wasn't looking at it as, oh, this is just a movie. Oh, you know, screw Linda Blair. The hell with it. Okay, I'm not trying to be funny on purpose, but I actually watched the movie and then I went back to try to figure out what happened to this little boy that it's based on. And then from there, I kind of went to what other cases are similar or what kind of things are going on like this in different parts of the world. Like, it got me more involved into the issue. I don't know, but maybe majority of people don't do things like that. They're just like, oh, it's a movie. Ha ha.
No, they don't. Yeah. See, and that's the thing. That's why skeptics, people who have issues with that, they say you're making light of the event, is because not everybody reacts the way Angel reacts. It causes you to research the story, especially if it says based on a true story. You want to know what the true story is. Most people go there, jump, oh, that was a cool movie. You go eat, you know, afterwards, and you move on, and okay. And then, you know, years, months from now, weeks from now, hours from the time you saw that movie, hey, have you seen Saw? Have you seen Paranormal Activity? Have you seen The Exorcist? That was a cool movie. That's it. Those are the people, the skeptics, that's who the ones they worry about, because they get the wrong message. So a lot of these movies, they should do what they make you do, which is go research the stuff, and so people actually know, kind of like with having a show like World's Unknown and other paranormal shows and stuff that deal with the unknown.
Yeah,
that's what they're for. Not educate you, not give you answers, because really, until we die and we're there, no one's gonna have the answers. That's truth right there. Doesn't matter how popular an overnight show you are or how just growing podcast you are, nobody has the answers. No one, until we go there to the other side, until the unknown becomes known to us. We're just postulating. It's just a theory. It's just what we think, what we feel. No matter how sensitive you may be, we don't know. Now, I mentioned You have a fear of dolls, a real fear of dolls.
I do.
Not that's the movie, but the real fear of dolls.
I do. Well, partially the thing was, I grew up playing with Batman and, you know, the toys you would get from fast food restaurants.
But you mean the doll, like not with actual Batman.
No. Like an actual girly girl porcelain, those ugly dolls, right? And the ones that are like $60 and you're
where did you find that?
Well, the thing is, my great grandma, she's now almost 80. She's Betty White's age. Anyways, look it up. And she always liked porcelain dolls. And I remember I would always come over and obviously watch TV and stuff like that. But then I would be in the dark and I would see those little eyes and something about their eyes, or did they look at me, or just having something look like a human that has no, that's not really alive. You just like, what the hell is that? Like, no one explains to you as a kid or as a girl, you know, like, what is it and why is it there and stuff like that. But also during that time they had like the whole Child's Play thing coming out, and so I was always like questioning, you know, why is something attached to our childhood or whatever trying to kill us, trying to hurt us, and there's nothing we could do about it. So maybe it was a mixture of the movies and stuff, but also I mentioned this on, I believe, the Valentine's Day episode, the married couple from Dolls, that horror movie that came in 1980 something. I forgot the year. But anyways, I watched that and I was like, oh my goodness, I can't. That really freaked me out. Totally freaked me out, because it's something so small and something that you attach yourself with childhood, and it's like there's nothing you could do. And I think the fear comes in because it's kind of like possession. Like there, you have no control of something that you should be able to control as a human, if that makes sense. Yeah. But those evil eyes, Bobby, those evil eyes.
Yeah, and you can say it now with a smile because there's no doll in front of you. But that is the reason why a lot of people fear dolls and clowns, as a matter of fact. Because, one, the clowns, and I know that's one of your fears too.
Shut
but the,
up.
But clowns, it's because...
Just peed a little.
Thanks, daughter. That's because you really don't know... It's makeup. You can contort your face and make frowns or whatever. But like the joke over here, the smile stays on no matter what's going on. So you don't know really whether to trust that person, that whoever's in the clown makeup or not. The doll, same thing. You were telling me on the way here, you didn't mention that, but you said that anything that's human-like toy, a little human-like toy, a little human, is kind of freaky in itself. And the more realistic they are, it that's what it is, the eyes.
For whatever reason. I mean, we got Goosebumps did a good job of it.
Well, even before that, I was going to say, when we went there during WonderCon weekend, the Haunted Mansion, right when you get off the elevator that drops you for, what are the first things that you see before you get on the Doom Buggy?
The portraits.
Yeah. And they follow you.
Yeah.
See, that's where that idea came from dolls that, you know, when you look at them, it just looks like they're just following you. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, and I don't want to scare you, but you're probably going to think about this, so is everybody else out there listening to this. If you have dolls in your room or somewhere in the house, or you go visit your mom, your grandma, or somebody, and they have the dolls like you just mentioned, do you ever feel that when you turn your back and you're going somewhere else, their heads turn and follow you?
No, I don't, but thanks. And I keep thinking about Toy Story as well. Like somehow these, same concept, like, you know, when you leave the room or something, like they're, you know, they're talking and say, hey, what are we going to do this afternoon? Let's kick it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But when you come back, it's like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, because it is empty. It's an empty vessel. And I can understand why bad vibes, a demon, anything that possesses, quote unquote, the doll, it would be easy because it's just an empty vessel. For us, it's a little bit harder because we, number one, we have a soul. All humans have a soul. Second, we have free will. That's the most important thing. And then the battle between heaven and hell, that is the one thing that demons... They're fallen angels. That's the one thing that they hate. The fact that we still, to this day, God gave everyone free will. And you can choose to be evil or not to be evil. Whereas there, again, it's not. There's nothing against you. Just because you're a bad person, you think you're a bad person, whatever, that doesn't mean that you're going to have a demon come to you. If a demon happens to be around you or wants to do whatever with you, the reason why it doesn't always happen or nothing bad happens is because you have free will in the end to say, like I said, yes, no, possess me, or whatever you want to do. They hate that. And when they can take that and basically spit in God's face by making you commit suicide, do the worst things, be a drug addict, sex addict, whatever addict it is, that's when they win. It's a win. But again, the free will, the final thing, if you really do ask for help, God will help you.
But not only that, what if, going back to the whole exorcism thing, we're in like in the second thing, but I would say some of those people don't have free will.
Hold that thought, because let me finish this one. See that what I was saying there, how that ties into what the dolls. That a doll doesn't have a soul or anything. That's what I mean by. That's why people get a little bit scared of dolls. Clowns, again, you something in the back of your head tells you, okay, it's a person. It's still freaky, but it's still a person. Whereas a doll, it's just a piece of plastic or porcelain, if that's what it is. But there's no soul, there's no nothing there. So yeah, it can be pure evil if it wants to, because it has no free will, no nothing. It can be controlled. There are no rules, if you want to see it that way.
Word.
But what were you going to say?
I was going to say, what about the kids? Because I've noticed kids are always attached to demonic things, or not souls, demonic entities and stuff like that, or anything bad. I don't believe that, even in The Exorcist, it's not like Reagan was like, I know it's a movie, but she wasn't like, yeah, like, you know, come get me.
What
do kids do?
Don't go by the movies, because The Exorcist comes pretty close to, you know, what actually, how possessions actually happen. But the reality is, with kids, they can't be possessed or anything unless they have free will, but they also don't have the control yet. So it's their grown-up, their parent, their guardians, whoever it is, they have to give permission to that demon to take them over. And that's a whole kind of different evil.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but until the kid grows up and has that command, that free will of their own, until then, it's because the parent or the grown-up, whoever allowed the demon to come in and say, yeah, take my kid. It's stories, but it's real. It happens. A lot of people make pacts with demons, with devils, and say, here, take my firstborn. Paranormal Activity, that's the whole story behind it. The firstborn male, that's what the demon is after. Hunter in that story.
But why another movie? But I'm saying, why would they give up their firstborn? What do they get out of it?
Whatever it is. See, that's what demons prey on. And I know we're going away from dolls here, but that's what demons prey on, is when you're at your lowest, they entice you with, let's say you're a single mother and you're at the end, you just lost your job, you have nothing, your ex-husband isn't given the alimony payments. A nice stranger all of a sudden who looks like Johnny Depp would come to you and say, yeah, you know what, I can help you out, I can give you this, but in exchange, just give me your firstborn. I just need your soul. They don't say it exactly like that, but it gets to that. They work on you. They pick at you and pick at you and pick at you until you just can't take it anymore. And you say, yeah, fine, help me out. And they got you.
Damn. Well, anyways, it's going to be totally interesting.
Yeah. No, well, yeah, it's an upcoming episode. But sticking with this one, the dolls, that's why you're afraid of dolls. That's why a lot of people are afraid of dolls and clowns. Just inanimate objects, period. Because you... What?
I never asked you this. What are you afraid of?
You saying the wrong thing on the microphone?
No. No, not like that. But as a kid, what were you afraid of?
I don't know. Nothing really. I mean, and I'm not saying that because I want to be...
macho.
Yeah, I guess that's the word for it. Yeah, but not because I want to be a man and I'm scared of anything. I really wasn't. I mean, I'm discovering slowly this year that, yeah, we like Halloween. This is our month and everything. You like scary stuff. But you like the scary stuff. Not like I do. I do like the gory, the scary, the make it jump kind of stuff. You don't. You like the research part of it. The get digging into, like, the Annabelle story. The reason why we know there's nothing out there is because you research and research and research. 4 o'clock in the morning, I can't find anything. So that's the kind of horror that you like. Finding out the truth.
I'm the Egon of this.
You don't have the glasses, but yeah, I guess.
Yeah, Twinkies.
Yeah, but what was I afraid of? Nothing really. Yeah, nothing.
Was it because of your parents kind of told you not to be afraid of anything, or was it just...
No, it was because you weren't
allowed,
because
some kids are not allowed to watch like scary movies and stuff like that, so you kind of just in your own little world.
No, it was because my, well, not at the same time, but my parent died in front of me, literally. And I saw real death, not, you know, where a director's going to come in and yell, cut, and it's over. My dad gets up and, okay, yeah, that was funny. Or it's not a Halloween trick. When he died in front of me, it's when you're a kid, literally a kid, it's a big thing. You know people die. You see it in stories, and, you know, Bambi is the first one when you're a kid.
When his mom dies.
A lot of these Disney stories, it starts with that. You may not see it on screen, but you know, parents die. You lose somebody that you really care about. They die. Lion King, somebody dies.
Damn it! Can't believe it.
But the point is, you know, when you're a kid, it doesn't quite register until it's literally right in front of you. That's what happened with me. I was young, and my dad died. He stopped breathing right in front of me, and it's real. It didn't hit until years later that he's not coming back. Because I know it sounds dumb to say it now, but as a kid, I thought that he was just sick, that he just, you know, went to sleep. And even though I saw the funeral, they buried him and everything, and I thought that he was going to come back. But it took a few years for me to realize that, no, he's not coming back. He's gone forever. And when you see things like that, I mean, that's me personally, but taking it in a bigger spectrum, 9/11. When you see things like that, something that you would only expect to see in a Michael Bay movie or something, planes falling into buildings and all that stuff. When you're seeing it in front of you, when you see people jumping out on fire, dying, it's kind of hard to scare you, even with movies like Annabelle or Dolls or any of that stuff, because it did change a lot. People, the world's perspective on evil, on horror. And you gotta look at things as, you know, why? Why is it happening? Why does it happen? You don't know them, but you also got to think. People jumping out of people that were in those planes. We know in the second plane there was a little girl on her first trip to Disneyland. Look what happened. Why? I'm sure she didn't do anything bad in the world. Why was she destined to end right then and there? 4 years old.
Yeah, and it kind of goes back to. Let me just say something real quick, and then I'll explain why it comes back to what we're talking about. I would say when that whole 9/11 thing happened, it was like, okay, great grandma, like, what's for breakfast kind of thing. I'm going to school, you know, I have my nice waffles in the mornings. I like waffles, and I see Telemundo, and
in the morning
Telemundo,
you're making waffles
in the morning, we're making waffles. But I was watching, and I was like, oh, this is, you know, you're a kid, you're half asleep, and you're just like, oh, this is just, you know, something that happened somewhere else, or this is just a scene, like you said, a scene from a movie. And then you go to school, and then the principal saying, you guys got to leave. And you're like, what the hell's going on? And I just remember going to my great grandma's house, and everybody's there. And I'm like, what's going on? And you hear helicopters, because I guess they were trying to see if anything else is going on here. And I'm like, okay, okay, okay. And then I'm watching the news, and it's like every freaking channel, even Disney. I don't know what Disney was doing on the Disney Channel, but something wasn't right. And I remember telling my grandma, I said, I don't feel right. I don't want to go to school tomorrow. And she was just like, you got to go to school. And no one really talked about it. But how it kind of goes back to this is like knowing that you can't control something is, or you have no power to fix it, or you can have the power to say why, but you don't have the power to fix it or control it or save people or anything. That is a lot scarier. I think that's what you were trying to say. It's a lot scarier than actually a, you know, like a doll or something.
I think that's it. I think that's what I was afraid of, not having control of something.
Yeah, and knowing that even though you're this, you know, like humans, we think we're all that in a bag of chips, or we grow up and we think we're Spider-Man, or we think we're Batman, or we're something that. Like everything's fine.
Be today, because, you know, we have everything's computerized, and you go to your bank and everything's on computer, everything's so modern that thinking spirits and demons and all that sounds so archaic, so medieval times, that that doesn't happen today. We have smartphones, we have smart cars.
Those people that usually say, oh, this is what happened, that's kind of weird, I'm gonna Google it.
Yeah,
and there's an answer for everything. And what we learned today is that whether it's dolls or whatever, there's,
yeah, try Googling Annabelle. You're not going to find nothing.
Yeah, even Google can't help you. So anyways, plans to see Annabelle this week sometime. This week, homegirl Annabelle.
Are you going to see it?
I'm going to try to be brave this weekend and try to see it. Maybe we can go to Ape and go see it, Annabelle, homegirl. Whoop, whoop. we have control over that.
I can't believe you, because you had that smile on your... You guys can see it, but she's got that smile on her face. And I know that smile means, yeah, I say we will, but that means we won't.
I will hide in my popcorn with no butter.
But actually, before we get out of here, now that you mentioned Ape and all that, that is an event that's happening this weekend here in San Francisco. Something else that's happening here in San Francisco all month long. What?
But before you get into that, I know that at Ape, they have great comic books and a lot of them have like demons and stuff like that. And so you guys should go to Ape and see us. And tell us if you've seen Homegirl Annabelle.
No, don't tell us. If you see her, run away.
But anyways, it'll be fun to see an independent artist show off their scary demons and all the cool storylines. And we have more scary stuff this month, October 1st.
Can we give them something fun?
Hey, yeah.
We got treats for them. It is...
Treat, treat.
The oh, that's month tweet. For trick or treat.
Never mind.
We did it on the Geek Speak show. We did premiered it earlier on this week's episode. Here on yours, I don't know how you want to do it, because, yeah, it's our show now, but it was really your show from the beginning. So I'm going to give you the honors. You get to come up with the way they did it. First of all, let's explain. San Francisco Dungeon is, what is it, like 3 months old? It's brand new here in San Francisco. Yeah. They started in the UK. Big hit. I want to say it's a big hit. We haven't tried it because, again, somebody who likes horror hasn't wanted to go.
Hey, I like classy horror.
It is classy.
I can't even now, say
this isn't like your typical Halloween jump at you kind of thing. No, like, nobody scares you. If you want to get not the whole thing spoiled, but listen to this week's episode of the Geek Speak Show. We had the general manager from the San Francisco Dungeon on with us this morning.
She was a blast.
Yeah, and she explained what it actually is. It's actually, like I said, more educational, because it does have to... It's tied into the history of San Francisco. It's like you enter in each scene, nine scenes. Each scene is a different era in San Francisco. You see it during the Gold Rush, obviously, when Shanghai was happening, and where AT&T Park is now. That whole area is haunted. I mean, again, we're gonna tease the World's Unknown Halloween show now. Jeff Dwyer, he's become a regular. He's gonna come on. He's gonna talk about how that area now is one of the most haunted. It used to be the old the Cannery Row. Because of the Shanghai and all the violence that went on there, there's a lot of paranormal activity that's all of a sudden coming out. He's got a lot of clients there
more
now.
More than Still Lake?
Yeah. Whoa. And he can talk about that. But that's what the San Francisco Dungeon is. You can go through there. It's fun, a little bit scary. It's more interactive. It's got actors and everything. Now, you want to go, then we have tickets for you. Two of them. We're going to give one...
Two hot tickets.
Yeah, we're going to give one pair away each week in October for you to check it out. We're also... They told us that we're also going to get tickets to the special event they're doing for October called Lates, LATES.
I learned what that was today.
That is for the 21 and overs, though, so you grown-ups, we'll tell you about that later on this month. But for now, for everybody else, if you want to go, well, I will say, Adria did say, it's not for little kids or Angel.
Hey, I'm in the cut. I'm on the list.
It is a little bit dark. It does get a little bit loud, because, you know, it is interactive. You do go on a boat ride I shouldn't say it, because that's a spoiler. But I don't know. How do you want to give away on Worlds Unknown, your show?
Well, I kind of want to give it away.
Give it away now.
Give it away. I'm going to start rapping, and that'll be scary. I kind of want to go ahead and play classic horror clips from... Old scary movies, and just drop it randomly. And when you guys hear that, tell me where it's from, what movie it's from. You can tweet it to us, or you can also email us. It's gonna be fun.
I like emailing better.
Yeah.
Because when you do it publicly, meaning on Facebook or on Twitter, what people do, the way they cheat, is they wait till the first two answers come in and then they start tweeting.
Oh, then they repeat it.
Yeah, hoping that we'll just randomly pick them.
Send us your emails,
yo. Yeah, because that way they can't see it.
Yeah.
You should know, you're a straight A student.
Straight A.
You were the one that people cheated off of, not the one that did the cheating.
This is true. This is true. And I will just side note this, that I actually got in trouble because somebody cheated off of me, and they're like, who did you cheat off of? Oh, it was her. But I still got out of detention because I'm a straight A student. But anyways, this month is going to be exciting because we're going to have urban legends we're going to talk about. I'm so excited. I didn't tell you about that, but I'm super excited.
Yeah.
San Francisco, blah, slap, slap. See?
Really?
Blah, blah, blah.
You're that excited? You can't
I
say
I can't
it.
Even talk. I had too much soda. But San Francisco urban legends.
Yeah.
it's going to be exciting.
Okay, so we'll do that. We'll have, again, it's all going to end on the big Halloween show. We're going to combine both of our shows, Geek Speak and The World's Unknown. We're going to have a big ol' Halloween show.
We're going to go hocus pocus on you.
So now, again, Annabelle's in theaters this weekend. We talked about it. You guys can look it up if you want. If you don't believe Angel, go ahead, look it up.
Nobody believes me anyway.
No, go ahead and see. There is nothing out there. The story is, the details on the story are closed to the public, so you're not going to see it. Give out your email, all that stuff, because we do want to know what you guys thought of the movie when you go see it. What did you think of it?
So. Definitely. So the email is angel@thegeekspeakpodcastnetwork.com.
No podcast, just Geek Speak Network.
Yeah. So many emails, guys. But yeah, do send your stories. I'll read them. As the dolls are.
We should say also, haven't made it public yet, but there is a new Facebook page for World's Unknown. There's nothing on it now, but it'll make its debut later this week.
Yeah, it's just a friendly little ghost right now.
Yeah.
It's all invisible. But anyways, no,
it's just the white page is wider than Angel even.
Wider. But I'm super excited. Guys, check out Annabelle. And then Ouija is coming out. Another scary movie coming out. And there's more scary movies to talk about. Independent ones.
No, that one looks kind of dumb, actually.
We'll talk about it. The good and the bad and the evil.
That one's bad and evil. The people said, that thing.
We could totally eat with it.
Yeah, so that's World's Unknown for this week. We'll see you next week. And
until then, don't buy any dolls. I swear.
That's the journey for this episode. Until the next one, you can follow on Twitter at World's Unknown. Find relevant stories, video and audio on Facebook.com/World's Unknown. Keep listening for the next appearance of World's Unknown. World's Unknown.